H5N1 is the name of a bird flu virus that's commonly found infecting poultry flocks in Southeast Asia, but one that has rarely infected humans. But when it has, the bird flu has proved to be a highly infectious and potent disease that is fatal 60% of the time. But in a unique biomedical experiment, scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the Erasmus University Medical Center in the Netherlands engineered a strain of H5N1 that spreads more easily between mammals than the original strain, which means that some variants can also be more contagious to humans. It was this possibility that concerned the government's biosecurity advisors. The US-based journal Science and the British journal Nature were asked by the government not to publish certain details of the experiment's methodology because that data could be used by terrorists to create a biological weapon. The research was funded by the US government. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says the research was funded because the virus is a legitimate public health concern. But Dr. Fauci believes the government also has a responsibility to oversee the results of such experiments.
You have to strike a delicate balance between making information available for those who have a need to know for the good of the public health, as well as not making it so freely available that anyone, even people without a legitimate need to know, can have access to it.
The editor-in-chief of the journal Science, Dr. Bruce Albert, says this is an important moment in the history of scientific publishing. He says this research and how Science and the British journal Nature decides to publish it will set a precedent for future publications. It is likely, Dr. Albert says, that given the prevailing threat of terrorism, barriers to free access to scientific data will recur in the future.
We will publish a version that is appropriate, but is missing some key information. We've been delaying publishing and working with our author to make sure that at the time of publication, we could also announce a mechanism that will ensure scientists anywhere with the need to know that they will have the appropriate opportunity to getting information that they might need.
The study goes on to show that it is much easier to evolve this virus into a state where it can be transmitted through the air by coughing or sneezing, which could lead to a severe pandemic. Dr. Albert says that is why the U.S. government funded the research in the first place. Scientists want to understand the virus in its deadliest form so that they can start working on drugs and vaccines against H5N1 to prevent a worldwide pandemic. But critics say the limits placed on the publication of the research creates legitimate concerns about who should have access to that knowledge. Paul Rope, co-director of Center for Infectious Diseases, says viruses always mutate. Sooner or later, virologists all over the world would be able to figure out the H5N1 mutation.
Not as fast as these folks have done it, but that doesn't mean that other laboratories, even laboratories in countries that we're not terribly friendly with, doesn't mean that other people in other laboratories aren't going to be able to do this.
The controversy over the new strains of the H5N1 virus, which are being stored in secure labs in the US and Europe, has also raised concern about the possibility that the new virus might escape or be stolen, prompting calls for more secure research labs. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.